Faimana, support my decisions. Everyone has a right to take risks. People should be supported to live the life they choose, even if there are some risks involved. This is called the dignity of risk. Risk is part of making decisions. There is usually a chance that things might go wrong when we make a choice. This can't be totally avoided. Risk is part of making decisions, and it can be good for us. We can learn from our mistakes. Taking reasonable risks can make us feel better about ourselves and our lives. For people who experience mental distress, supporting dignity of risk can help them to recover. Risk is part of supported decision making. The supporter helps the decision maker understand the good and bad things that may follow a choice. The decision maker and supporter try to come up with ways to reduce the risk while still helping the person achieve what is important to them. If the decision maker understands the good and bad things that might happen, then the supporter should respect the decision. The person's choice should only be overruled if there is an unreasonable risk that can't be understood and managed. For example, a supporter can't support a decision that would break the law. Belinda's story. Belinda talks with her support worker, Kate, about her holiday plans. Belinda wants to visit Hobbiton. She loves the Lord of the Rings movies. She wants to go on her own. She will have to go on a long bus trip and stay overnight. Kate is worried. Belinda usually needs help with cooking and money. Kate knows Belinda is very friendly and trusting. At first, Kate thinks she should tell Belinda that going alone is a bad idea. But Kate remembers that she can help Belinda understand the risks and options. They talk about why Belinda wants to travel alone. Belinda says she always goes on holiday with her parents. She wants to show she's grown up. Kate and Belinda talk about ways to make the trip safe. They come up with two ideas. A package tour with a group. Going with her cousin. They look at the costs and details. Belinda chooses to go with her cousin. She will travel without her parents, which makes her happy. Sarah's story. Sarah is 20 years old and lives with a mental health condition. She receives support from her community mental health team. Sarah lives at home with her family. Sarah decides she wants to move away from her family into a house by herself. She wants to do this so she can become more independent. Molly, her key worker, is worried. Molly can see that family support really helps Sarah to manage her distress. She is concerned that Sarah will feel isolated and lonely without the support of her family and could become distressed. Sarah and Molly discuss this idea. Molly listens carefully and understands Sarah's reasons for wanting to live independently. Molly now understands why it's so important for Sarah to become more independent. Even though there are risks, Molly decides to support Sarah with her move. Together they decide what additional support Sarah might need in order to live independently. Molly introduces Sarah to a peer support worker who will provide Sarah with additional support through this change. Molly and Sarah make a plan together so Sarah knows what she can do to help herself if she feels distressed. Molly also offers to ring Sarah every few days to check in and see how she is doing. For more information, visit this short link, aicomps.nz/3114. Producer's note: this document shows the logos of FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People, and FAIMANA, Support My Decisions. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of July 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. End of document.